Thank you for calling Exceedance. My name is Markiandra. How may I assist you?
Hello, good afternoon. This is Kelly with Sedgwick. I have a third-party caller on the back line. She needs to file a claim for date of loss of 9/27/24 out of Massachusetts. So the driver did not provide her with the policy number or the VIN number, but she does have a plate number. Are you able to search it with the plate?
I can try to find something with the plate.
Okay. Let me know whenever you're ready. I'll provide it to you.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's Z as in zebra, M as in Mary, Z as in zebra, 0446.
In the state that it was registered?
I think she said it was a Pennsylvania plate, but the accident happened in Massachusetts.
Okay. Right, I'm not locating a VIN with that plate number.
Okay. She said it was a Ram ProMaster, an Amazon branded vehicle.
Yes, ma'am. So I can talk to her, but there is nothing we're going to be able to do for her without a VIN or policy number, since I can't locate the VIN with this plate number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was asking her if she had a VIN or anything, but I guess the driver didn't really provide hardly anything to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can transfer it through. I'll talk to her.
Okay. Give me just a moment. All right, ma'am, thank you so much for holding. So I do have an agent on the line with Exceedance who will further assist you and provide you with the information you need from here on, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Y'all both have a good rest of your day, and thank you so much for calling Sedgwick.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, my name is Markiandra with Exceedance. So from my understanding, you don't have a VIN or a policy number?
No, when I asked the driver, he said he didn't know what they were, but I do have a plate number.
What state was the plate registered?
Pennsylvania.
And this is Z as in zebra, M as in Mary, Z as in zebra, 0446?
Yes.
All right, yes, ma'am. So I'm not locating a VIN with that plate number. Unfortunately, there's not much we can do for you without a policy or VIN number. So is there any way you can get in touch with their company? Do you know the company's name?
It's Amazon.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the company that they're working for. Amazon is who they're working for, but there is always a third-party company that they're working through for Amazon. And you don't know the name of that company?
No, because it was an Amazon driver and Amazon truck.
Do you have a tracking number or a truck number?
Hold on a second. No, I have a picture of the truck, but there's no number on it.
Okay, was there a police report filed?
No. I mean, the guy hit our wall. We had to chase him down to the next street. He came over. He took photos. He was talking to his supervisor. We asked him for his insurance or policy or anything, and he said, I don't know that information. So, when we contacted Amazon to try to figure out something, they told us to call Sedgwick. Sedgwick said that they don't handle mass claims and said, you guys handle the claim.
Yes, ma'am. So you didn't get to talk with his supervisor or phone number for the supervisor?
No. And the other thing is when you talk to Amazon, they're not located in the United States. They're located in India. And even if I called them and said, could you give me the route manager for where I'm located, they said they wouldn't know that name everything is very secretive, and I'm only going off with a little information. And, you know, I'm a paralegal, and I don't understand why this is being such an issue, especially with the plate number. It's like, I can't, I just want to file a claim. I have damage to my front lawn, and, you know, this, I'm just going through what everyone's telling me to do, and it's just becoming very hectic for something that's going to cost $242.
So you say you had damages to your front lawn. Were you receiving a package?
So I live on a corner, and what happens is I have this stone wall that's in front of my house, and the Amazon driver drove through my stone wall. He threw stones into the street. He pulled up my front lawn. My front lawn is about a foot high now because of how he pushed it with his car. And there's dirt all over the sidewalk from all the dirt and stones that he pulled. So he damaged about 8 of my stones. My front lawn's ripped apart, and there is all of the dirt from my front lawn is all over my sidewalk. So he drove through my front lawn to sidewalk.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going to put you on a brief hold and talk with my supervisor to see what we can do for you. The only two choices we would have, they may let me send an email, but like I said, the plate number is not pulling up a VIN. So either the plate number, it could be that it's incorrect, or I'm really not sure why it's not pulling up a VIN. The only other option would be as well for you to file a police report, because the police will be able to get more information on the vehicle than you can. So, but let me put you on a brief hold and speak with them and see what they want me to do.
I'm sorry, before you go, the plate number is not wrong. I have a picture of the actual.
Okay. All right, yes, ma'am.
I have a picture of the actual plate. I just want to get this done. I'm so sick of this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Let me put you on a brief hold and let me see what we can do for you.
Okay.
All right.